Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, for some reason, I can't seem to get the image of a bird with one wing out of my mind. I keep thinking of it flying in circles and never really getting anywhere. Isn't that strange?
Not at all, Jim. I've been doing that my whole life. Only, you know, I have two wings.
Okay, Patrick, before we get started today, I want to mention I got a message today from one of our listeners who asked, have we sent out the mixtapes for 2019 yet?
Oops.
So I don't know. We may have missed someone on the list.
It's possible. I may have to double check that list. I don't think I checked it twice.
I think this guy may have moved. I think he may have a new address. That might be an error somewhere there.
Okay.
But we will check, and I'll get you that info, and we'll see about that. But anyway, point being, every year we ask listeners to tell us about their favorite albums or songs. I should probably make that singular, album or song. We want to keep this tight this year. But people call in and they tell us about that. And then we craft a whole bunch of shows in January around that topic, best of, in this case, 2020. And then as a reward, we send them, in the past, it was a mixtape of some of our favorite songs from the year. This year, it's going to be a mixed CD in the interest of A, cost, and B, timeliness. I think we'll get them out faster this year, much faster.
Much faster.
It won't be as late as December when you receive yours.
No. We're going to try to squeeze it inside of 11 months. But yeah, Jim, mixtape's super fun. But you know, we're going to move from sort of the 80s into the 90s when you made mixtapes for friends.
I mean, I wish it were still the tape, but it got too hard to find the blank cassettes anymore.
Yes.
And they were starting to cost a lot of money for us to buy them off of like eBay and stuff. So
that's right.
So what we're going to do is, we're going to move into the 90s. You're going to boot up the old computer, right? And then burn those CDs, right?
Yep. CD burner software will be in full swing, and that's much easier. And, you know, one advancement, too, is that you can dub them, copy them at a much faster rate than you can.
I have a feeling it's going to be a much more streamlined operation. That's what I'm hoping. So
I'm already feeling much more confident.
Instead of promising them by 4th of July, maybe it's like St. Patrick's Day.
I think we can do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so look out for that. So anyway, to call and tell us about your favorite album or song of 2020, you just call 612-440-1984. Yep. Or make a voice memo and email it to rock@suburbspod.com. We do need to hear your voice, though. So one of those options is the way to go.
And just to echo what you said, Jim, I think let's all try to, you know, pick an album or a song or one each, right? Just so we can keep it a little tighter and give more folks a chance to get in on it.
Yeah, that's right.
And also force yourself to say, hey, what really was my favorite?
You know,
don't give yourself an out. You got to pick something. Got to give something that number one slot.
We loved listening to the top tens, but it's getting to be too much now. And I think last year we had like 50 callers or something like that, you know.
So we want to get everybody in who wants to be a part of it.
We need to make it go a little bit quicker this time. So anyway, all right. So do that. We love it. We absolutely love it. We love hearing from you folks. So please do it. And then you'll get that mix CD.
Yeah. And if you want to send in your top 10 via email or something, you know, maybe we could put those on a page on the website or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So there you go. There's that. And we'll try to take care of that one listener who didn't get his tape.
We'll get that out.
Okay. Now, today, though, we're going back to the November new music series. And listeners sent in some comments on that, some suggestions of stuff that they discovered in the previous month here. And some of the listeners have theme music for themselves. So this is one of those. We are going to take a trip to the Falcon's Nest.
Yes.
You can wet your feet in a day and a week. out the road. Yeah, he'll give you the gist and break down the rest. No. As if it's a
hello, Jim. Hello, Patrick. This is Walt Falconer calling from the Falcon's Nest, calling in for our picks for the month of November. But before we get started, I just wanted to mention that here in the Falcon's Nest, we lost a couple of friends over the Thanksgiving weekend, and these two of our turkey brothers and sisters didn't make it through the holidays. They passed away, not from natural causes, I might add. So this episode is in their memory of all my turkey friends who didn't make it. So anyway, here are my picks for the month of November. This month, one of my buddies flew in from the East Coast. J.L. Siegel came in and to help us with the picks. Now, J.L., he's a nice enough guy, but he's a little bit of a braggart, and he keeps every time we're doing our picks and we're talking about, you know, maybe we're talking about Foghat or some other band, or you know, we're talking about, you know, who's the better bird band, the Birds or you know, the Eagles, and he'll go on and on about how he's in some movie with Neil Diamond back 40 years ago. So if we can shut him up and just let him concentrate on his picks, he's pretty good to have around. So he's going to have a pick later on with our cover song. But before we get to that, our first song is a band called Helen Love. Now, Helen Love is a band, not a person. And I don't know why, but we're in a power pop mood here in the Falcon's Nest for the last couple of times. And this band, they've been around for 30 years. It's hard to believe they've been around that long, but they've literally been around for 30 years. And the song that I want to call out here, it's a song called Debbie Take Control of the Stereo. It's off of their most recent album, Power On, but the song has a real high energy Ramones feel to it. It's almost like the girls in the Go-Go's fronted the Ramones, and it's real good. There's a shout out in there and a name check of Elvis Costello, the Pump It Up song, and there's also they even give a good Hey Ho Let's Go as part of the song. So it's a real good high energy power pop tune. Again, it's a Debbie Take Control of the Stereo, and the band is Helen Love. Next song I want to talk about it's a band called Emperor Penguin, and the name of the song is Talk to Me. They had an album that came out in January called Soak Up the Gravy, and that was a good song, but this one here just came out beginning of November, the song Talk to Me, and it sounds like Andy Partridge and XTC. It's got that real pop sheen on it. It's very well produced, and it's again another really fine power pop tune. Again, it's Emperor Penguin, and the song is Talk to Me. Next one up is a band called Cats in Space. I don't know if you know this, but we're not too much fans of Cats here in the Falcon's Nest. So when we were throwing around the idea of including this song on the list, we took a vote. But once we listened to the song, it's a great enough song. And when we took a wings up vote, the song ended up getting 11 wings up. Didn't get 12 because Jimmy the Finch only has one wing and he just kind of flies around in circles. But everybody really liked the song, so we decided that we were going to include it. And the album is called Atlantis, and the song is called Magic Lovin' Feeling. Now, this song really sounds like Styx, Paradise Theater era, that kind of Toto, Ario, Speedwagon vibe to it, and it also has a real, real heavy Greg Kinn vibe. And I know you guys talked about Greg Kinn in a previous episode, but we're really big fans of Greg Kinn here in the Falcon's Nest. So that's one of the things that we really brought us to this band. So yeah, you need to listen to this thing a couple times. This thing also has the Peter Frampton squawk box on it. Now I know shouldn't have that squawk box on anything but Frampton Comes Alive, but the way they use it here is kind of cool, and it's not overdone, and it really adds to the song as opposed to take things away from the song. So we really like that. Again, the band is Captain in Space, and the song is Magic Lovin' Feelin'. Next song that we want to talk about here is a song by Mike Campbell's side band. He's had this band going for probably 5 or 6 years, but they haven't really produced a proper album until now. Mike Campbell is the guitar player from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And this thing is really good. I mean, Campbell's got, he sounds a little bit like Tom Petty, but there are enough differences in this album to really make it his own. Got some ZZ Top sounds to it, J.J. Cale, John Lee Hooker, and it's got that British Invasion blues boogie that Tom Petty would like put in a lot of his albums. And it's a really good album. And the song we want to pick out here is Pistol Packin' Mama. This thing features Chris Stapleton on vocals, and it's got a good Tex-Mex vibe, a little bit ZZ Top sound to it. And also sounds a lot like the Texas Tornadoes, and they've got an accordion, kind of a Flaco Jimenez accordion going on the song as well. So it's a really good song. Again, the Dirty Knobs and Pistol Packin' Mama. Then finally, our boy Johnny Siegel brought this one to us this month. It's from Stephen Siegel's Carry On My Wayward Son. Sounds kind of weird, but give it a listen. It would be sort of if the Kentucky Headhunters and the Dropkick Murphys got together, drank a bunch of moonshine, drank a bunch of whiskey, and then decided to do a cover of Carry On Wayward Son. If you listen to it closely, at the very beginning, before the instruments kick in, you can almost hear a crackling as if they recorded this the beginning of it around a crackling fire. And then when the instruments kick in, all hell breaks loose. They've got guitars, banjos, layered vocals, and just when you think the song's gonna come unhinged, then they bring it back, and then they have the choruses kick in, and it's just a really cool version. And after a couple listens in, it may turn out to be one of the better versions of Carry On My Wayward Son that you'll hear. So that's it from here deep in the Falcon's Nest. Shout out to all my friends out there. Echo Park Jimmy, we want to give a shout out to. Want to give a shout out to the interns, intern Matt, intern Mary, and intern Sam, and of course our old buddy Tiki Greg. So anyway, keep rocking the suburbs, and we listen to you every day, and we hope to see you guys, be able to see concerts very soon, and keep on rocking the suburbs. Bye. Ciao.
All right. How about that?
All right. Fantastic. Want to say thanks a lot to Walt, and I appreciate him getting the whole crew together. I mean, it sounds like they got 12 wings they could possibly go up. That's to right. Vote on a song. I appreciate that kind of work to convene everyone.
That's great. Now, one thing I want to say to Walt, we so appreciate you, your shout outs to the various members of Team Suburbs Pod. We so appreciate that. But, he always seems to overlook intern Sammy. Maybe there's some confusion because there's an intern Sam
potentially
and an intern Sammy, but, just, you know, for the record, it's Sam, Matt, Sammy, and Mary.
There you go. That's so, the crew. Okay.
All right. Now, he's got a lot of really interesting selections here, and I have not listened to any of these ahead of time. This is going to be first listen for me.
Fantastic.
All right?
Okay.
All right. So we're going to start here with Helen Love.
Yep.
This sounded really interesting. Debbie, Take Control of the Stereo.
Debbie's got the little pop song.
All right, there we go. You got a little Elvis Costello reference. That was cool. I enjoyed that. Now, yeah. let me ask you this question. This raises another issue here, which is, okay. Has this ever come up in your life where you'd be like at a party and then you like took control of the stereo, right?
Yes.
To, you know, right. To right. get things moving in the right direction.
That's right. Far too many times. Yeah. Far too many times.
Yeah. I'm sure you've done that. Now, today, I think people don't realize, like today you can just use your phone or whatever and like have a playlist, yeah. a party playlist or something, or yeah. kind of even make one up on the spot.
Right.
But back in the day, it took more effort. And I can remember, I'll give you one specific example.
Okay.
A heartbreaking example of my trying to take control of the stereo. I was at a party once in, I was probably in like my mid-20s at this point. Mm-hmm. And I was at this party. I don't need to get into all this stuff. But anyway, I'm at this party. And the host had a... like a 5 CD, component, right? Like, there were like 5 CDs you put in on like a big carousel, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
totally.
One of those deals. Right. So then that way what I could do is I could put, 5, CDs in there and then like program it to play songs from different CDs in a certain order that I chose.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah. 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 Right. I remember this.
But
yeah.
this took some real effort, to sit and like figure out like which disc and which song, which track number and all of that and get it in just the right order.
Yeah.
And here's a pro tip too. If you picked like, compilation CDs, you could really do something with that, right? You could really make a good
list,
so you weren't coming back to the same artist all the time in a ring.
Yeah.
So anyway, I spent all this time doing this and I got everything, set for, how much music. And then with about 2 songs in, some other guy comes up to the stereo and like hits one button and like wipes the whole thing out, wipes the whole programming out.
Oh, no.
So there you go.
Oh,
so
that was that's it. A bummer, man.
Yeah. There may have been punches thrown. I'm not going to say what's going on there. But anyway. Okay. Now, where was I going with this? Next up, Emperor Penguin.
Yes, Emperor Penguin.
Talk to me. Okay, that's the one he said sounded kind of like XTC.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Definitely can hear that. Kind of that jumped up kind of, nervous tension that XTC songs had, yet with those glorious pop touches all over the place. Really nice. They definitely were in a power pop mood at the Falcon's Nest in November.
Absolutely. And of course, Emperor Penguin fits in nicely at the Falcon's Nest. And so would, I might add, Andy Partridge.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know if that was mentioned. So, okay. Next up, Cats in Space with Magic, Love, and Feeling.
Thank you.
right. That's the one he said reminded him kind of of Greg Kinn.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you can definitely hear that in there with the cowbell and kind of those rushes in the chorus. And obviously the tight wired playing in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Apparently this band is pretty big in the UK. Cats
was that
in
right?
Space.
Interesting. So you know. I've never heard of them. Yeah.
I hadn't either, but I'm just amazed. Like, where do these bands come from?
I know.
That can just play with that, like, sort of perfect sound, you know?
It's amazing.
It's like, so, yeah, it's really great.
And, you know, to echo something I said earlier in the week, Walt, next month, let us know, or next time you contribute your new music picks, let us know what your discovery methods are. And more importantly, your crew, how do they discover everything? We'd love to hear how you're turning these bands up out of the woodwork. It's fascinating to me. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, how do you find this stuff? It's really great. That's great.
It really is.
All right, Cats in Space. Okay, now we're going to go to Dirty Knobs. That's Mike Campbell's band.
Yep.
And interesting, this song features Chris Stapleton, who we talked about yesterday.
Yeah. Crystal back and mama, don't you point that thing at me. I'm a lover, not a fighter, just down from Tennessee.
That's just more that kind of like bar band kind of blues sound, right? Yeah,
totally. And definitely feels whiskey soaked, as Walt suggested.
Yes.
It definitely, you can see the sawdust on the dance floor there and the boots and the hats. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Great picks. Now, he also mentioned a cover of Carry On,
cool.
Wayward Son by Stephen Seagals. Let's save that for the playout later.
Sounds good.
All right. I'd like to play out with the covers when we can. So, okay. So just table that for a moment.
Okay.
Now, let's get to our next caller.
Excellent.
Kia ora, Jim, Patrick, the interns, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam McIndoe with my November new music picks. My first pick is a band which may or may not get welcomed into the Falcon's Nest. The song is How Did I Know by Dublin's Bitch Falcon from their album Staring at Clocks. I'm getting nods to War Paint and the poppier side of Killing Joke. I love how the instruments are put together and layered on this track. I also love how massive it sounds, but there's still so much space in it. My second pick is a band I really loved in the late 90s, but haven't listened to since. The song is Compersion Part 1 by Scottish band The Arab Strap. The Arab Strap's strength has always been the lyrics, which are engrossing and drag you in, and this new track is no exception. It feels like an episode of a really great TV show. Anyway, that's all from me, and as always, I hope everyone is doing well, has a great festive season, and is rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
All right. Thanks to Liam.
Thanks to Liam. Love to hear from him. Throw him in there. What are his discovery methods? Liam, just give us a quick heads up next time so we can steal him, basically.
Okay. Now, let's head into his two picks here. This first artist is called Bitch Falcon, and the song is How Did I Know?
We'll be right back.
All right, that's something. Is that the one he mentioned? Kind of reminded him of Killing Joke, because I can kind of hear that with the arrangement, the instrumentation there.
The poppier side of Killing Joke, for sure. Yep.
All right, good stuff.
Interesting stuff. Yeah, very cool.
I don't know if Bitch Falcon might upset Walt at all.
We're going to have to get a ruling on that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Then the other one was Arab Strap. I saw you nodding your head. Do you know this band?
I do. Yeah. Okay. I'm a big fan of Arab Strap.
Okay.
I didn't know they had anything new out, and I'm really happy about it. I followed them in the 90s as sort of a band that I got into because of Belle and Sebastian, because Belle and Sebastian had an album called The Boy with the Arab Strap. And I think maybe those bands played together a lot and had something to do with each other. And I got into Arab Strap, really liked them. Liam said it right. I mean, their songs are like little short stories or, you know, like little TV episodes, like he said, really cool. The lyrics, oftentimes the music is kind of, I would say, downcast and ponderous, and sometimes the songs are incredibly sad. And I had the opportunity to see them once as a duo back at that place I mentioned before called Iota that used to be there in Arlington, rest in power. And it was a really good show. And one of those shows, and I don't know if you guys have ever been at one like this, where the artist is trying to do quiet songs and there are people at the bar who are talking or making noise, and what seems to be this very quiet, sort of calm, you know, introspective musician suddenly lashes out with all this fury to say, like, shut the hell up. I'm trying to do my art up here. You know, if you want to talk, go somewhere else. And that's always kind of surprising when that happens.
I know. I know. Yeah. I can imagine it must be super frustrating for performers. I think I've mentioned this story before, but I once saw the first time I saw Wilco was on the Yankee Hotel Foxtrot tour. And Jeff Tweedy at one point, because this was before they got big enough to be like amphitheater kind of size, right?
Right.
And
right.
They were playing in a good sized club, but nevertheless, you could hear stuff like that. And Jeff Tweedy just at one point said, "I don't know why people pay money come to show just to talk."
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, but nevertheless, let's get back to Arab Strap. This is Compersion Part One. Am I saying that right? All right.
I think that's right.
That was cool. What'd you think?
Very nice. I liked it a lot, man. It sounded a lot like, you know, some of their, what I would consider their classic stuff. Yeah, really cool. So glad they had new music. I had no idea that they did. And just perusing here really quick. I mean, if you want to go back to some of their stuff and you've never heard them, there's an album called The Week Never Starts Around Here. That's a good one. There's another one called Monday at the Hug and Pint. That's quite good. And another one called Philophobia. They're all really good. And I'm remembering now, Jim, these were issued in the UK on a label called Chemical Underground. But over here, they were issued on Matador. And also, Belle and Sebastian was on Matador. So I think that that kind of may be how I discovered them. But yeah, excellent band. If you liked that, if you were intrigued by it, definitely go and get their stuff.
This is great. And it's another example of how the community helps us out, because sometimes we have no idea, like, what a band we liked put out an album, you know?
Totally true. I never would have known. So, so there you go. Liam, thank you.
All right. Very cool. All right. We're running long on this episode, so let's wrap this up now. We got the cover I mentioned by Steve and Siegel's Carry On Wayward Son. Play that. And then tomorrow we have two more calls, listener calls. All right. And then that'll conclude November New Music. All right.
Outstanding.
And also, let me just say, I think you're going to want to hear one of them in particular. All right, let's move on to that. Here's the cover song. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond the illusion, I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear voices when I'm dreaming.
The other thing I want to know from Liam, given that he's originally from New Zealand and now lives in Ireland.
Yeah.
Are there bears in either of those two places? All right.
We cannot forget this.
Yes.
It's important. Yes.
Yes. That it really intrigues me, especially in island nations. Do you have bears there?
It's kind of fascinating.
Because how did they get there?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
Stowaway on a ship.
That's right.